Welcome to part one of the Dustin Sims episode. We decided not to cut out any of this bit at the business at the beginning because it's pretty funny when they can't figure out their mics are on. But we cut this one into two halves. It starts now and ends at about 30 minutes into it before Bill shows up, and we'll do part two next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, because otherwise they don't pick up super well. It's kind of ironic that he's saying we got to do a formal intro for this one, because like of all the people we've had here, you're the most likely to bring like views here. So anyone who sees this is going to know who the fuck you are and not know us at all. But we got Dustin Sims with us here today.
Got to introduce yourself to the black audience. I'm on.
Rookie mistake, dude.
I know, bro. Like, we're just cursed with audio issues lately, Dustin.
Yeah, well, you got me fucking stoned, too, before I even got on here. So
you're a grown-ass adult. You got yourself stoned.
Yeah. Cut the intro
over there and just go. All right, we're just going to take it from the top again?
Yeah. This is not live?
No.
Oh.
I'm editing, man. Don't worry.
I'm like, fuck.
No, if it was live, we'd have had to hit a much more specific time window than we hit today, bro.
Just got people sitting at home like,
just waiting on the live feed to jump. Soon as Dustin finishes the cigar, we're live.
Mike's not on. Mike's not on.
Oh, my God.
Nah, man, we got Dustin Sims, comedian from Alabama, here on the very green room
today. Yeah, what's
welcome
up
to the green room. Welcome to the green room.
We might or might not have Will Loden at some point in this episode, depending on traffic and meetings and whatnot. But
good, he's pulling a me,
man. Fuck this traffic.
We got most of the cast here. There's an empty mic on the seat in his honor, but
R.I.P.
We just got done doing a show last night, and the first, like, Barry was going first, and the mic's fucked up for Barry, and so I'm next, and I'm thinking, oh good, they got it all fixed. So they hand me a mic to take up there, go up there, nothing.
Nothing.
Have to go back. The mic they hand me literally has the battery case knocked off because Barry kicked it off during his set somewhere. It's like laying on the stage 8 feet that way. They're like, hey, go put that in so the batteries don't fall out. So I do, and that mic don't fucking work. And I spent 45 seconds of my 10 just trying to be able to be heard.
My first show ever, dude, was at this refurbished strip club, dude. And
what the fuck?
Perfect. I swear to God. No.
Perfect.
Swear to God. And so, like, I was with Rocky, and it was in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we just found this place, right? This janky-ass promoter was like, I got a spot. He's like, they do a lot of shit here. And we're like, all right. And so we pull up. He said it would hold 100. So we sold 100 tickets, and we get there, and it's like in this strip mall, right? Like next to a fucking TJ Maxx. And people are like lined up outside already. The doors are locked. And it's me and Rocky. We're like, what the fuck's going on? And this lady shows up. The show's supposed to start at like 8. Doors are at 7. And it's like 7:30. She shows up. She's like, damn, it's a lot of people. And I was like, what the fuck? Where you been, bitch? You know, like, what are you doing? And she was the only one on staff. And we go in there, and it's a lot of black couches. Like they're all facing each other. And it's just like this little old like strip club, you know? And like they got like a few couches on the stage. So we have to move all the shit while everyone's lined up outside looking in the window, like wanting to come in. We're trying to get these fucking couches lined up. And she's like, it only holds 60. How many is that out there? I was like, we sold 100. Y'all said it. She said, I didn't say shit. And I was like, okay. So we have to like offer people like refunds. People are sitting on like arms of couches, sitting in people's laps. What? So like, it's my first time ever. Like, I did like 2 open mics, and then I'm in front of these people. And Rocky, he was like, you got 45 minutes? I said, yeah. He said, you don't have 45 minutes. And he said, you ain't got 45 minutes.
He said that too fast.
He's like, so he said, go slow, man. He said, just, it's going to be go all right. Slow. So he gets up there first. No mic at all. Like, it don't work at all. And he's just yelling. And so I'm already pouring fucking sweat up at the shit on myself. And so I get up there, and he's like, hey, man, just use it for the aesthetic. Just talk really loud. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm just up here, yelling myself, speeding through it. I was just fucking pouring sweat. Dude, I got off stage like 17 minutes. And I was like, oh, man, I fucking killed that shit, dude. So I got off stage, and he was like, how would you think that went? I said, great. He said, no. He's like, never ever think anything like that was good. He's like, you didn't even look at the people. He's like, you just look at over them. I was just screaming. It was a fucking nightmare, dude.
Ceiling.
And then, like, that night, like, this chick had messaged me. She's like, I'm driving 14 hours to see your show. I was like, nobody's doing that. Like, you know what I'm saying? No. She's like, I swear to God. So then, like, her mom messages me. I just read the message and don't reply. So her mom messages me. It's like, yo, my daughter and I are driving 14 hours from Arkansas to see your first show. If she don't get to meet you, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you in the parking lot. And I'm like, looking at her, and I'm like, she could beat my ass. Yeah. So I'm like, oh. I was like, what do you mean? Like, just show up. I'll meet everybody. You know, it's fine. Like, it's, she's going to meet me. So she does show up, and she's chilling in the back with my wife, dude. So I get back there after the show. And we're taking a picture, and I look, she's got this low cut shirt on. And I was like, no offense, but I was like, what's that on your titty? And she's like, that's Kyle Busch's signature. And I'm like, oh my God. And it was like tattooed. I was like, that's like, I'm from Alabama. That's the most white trash thing I've ever seen in my life. You know? And she's like, well, I want to get you right beside it. I'm like, yes. So I'm like, give me a Sharpie, dude. So it's like white trash Mount Rushmore.
No.
So I'm like, let me sign this shit. And so she's like, no. You can't sign them right now. She's like, I don't get paid till next Thursday. I won't be able to wash my titty till then. And I'm like, okay. I'll take back what I, like, that's the most white trash thing I've ever heard in my fucking life. But she came back like 2 weeks later to my show in Oklahoma City, drove 6 hours there so I could sign it. She bought tickets to the first show and the second show. So I could sign it after the first show. She went and got a tattoo, came back at the second show to show me. Her Instagram handle now is Kyle Busch Justin Sims titties. That's her full name on there.
Shut the fuck up.
Swear to God.
That is fucking wild. Like,
I want to be like that, like, dude, when I grow up.
One day you're going to be on somebody's titties. I'm going to put that into the universe for you, bro. It's just going to say, one going to say big baby, the second one going to say green. Like, you're going to just own the set.
I kind of am on somebody's titties already, but I think it's like a flower.
But there's
like
a lot of Brandons.
Yeah.
I'm just saying your stage persona need to be. Also, on the subject,
big baby on the titty.
On the subject of the most white trash things we've ever seen, I can show you in my phone. I actually sent this text this morning. I saw the most white trash thing I've ever seen at the show we did last night, bro.
What was it?
Not one, not two, three fucking women with Taylor Swift lyrics tattooed on them.
Oh, man.
Visibly.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be fielding any questions on how I recognize Taylor Swift lyrics in a while, but, you know, we just going to move back. Three of them. I've never seen one of them, bro.
Especially in cursive, you read them like that, knew that's what that was.
When did the beat start playing when you read it?
I said I will not be answering any questions
last
at this
Saturday
time.
Night. This bitch got last Saturday night on her ass cheek,
bro. It one of them was just like a shoulder piece that wrapped down to the titty.
What was, the fuck?
She got like the verse, bro.
What the fuck, dude?
She definitely cried to it.
I see the woman like that, and I'm like, I'm going to die alone.
Yeah.
That's the only available option at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just.
Just take one and go be great.
Go be great.
And sometimes you gotta clock in with a five.
Yeah.
To be happy.
You know, I swear to God what I tell myself when I make myself go to the gym. I'm on the treadmill. It's just one sentence running through my head. We don't want to fuck fours no more. We don't. That's it. Yeah. That shit will get me through 5 miles a fucking day.
And that's the thing. That's why when I go to the gym, I think, I don't want fours to think they can fuck me. I need to be able to put on a muscle shirt and be like, oh, he used to play football. Okay. He got a little something.
I don't want fours.
I don't want fours that they, I want them to look at me and be like, that's out my league. I'm too nervous to talk to him. Good. Keep your, like all the women that look like they daddy.
So what's the line for you? You looking for like a spirited five at a minimum? Like,
yeah.
What's your worst case scenario?
My worst case scenario is a goofy five.
Respect that.
Yeah.
That can't cook.
I feel like that's a major strike for you.
Right. That, because I can cook, but I mean, like, all right, that's the worst case scenario. I meet a five with a good head on her shoulders that can give good head off her shoulders. They got a nice little something. Ain't got to be a lot of ass. Just some thick thighs with a nice little natural ass, you know, to make panty lines look good. You know what I'm saying? And then they know how to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
They know how to be quiet. Not saying shut the fuck up, bitch. Like, but like know how to sit in the presence and just be quiet. They ain't got to talk all the damn time.
I feel like your line is just not immediately related to you.
Yeah.
I think it's the shirt. You should change shirts.
Oh my god.
You look like lunch break at every construction site.
Yeah.
Nah, he looked like the pit crew at every motocross event.
Hey, yeah.
It's like, man, didn't I just get your fucking autograph over here?
Oh my god.
Riding 38. Why are you on 76, bro? The fuck?
It's just like somewhere in that life story, the phrase jet ski accident exists.
Oh my god.
With a big ass smile. Oh man.
It's like, I feel like in your childhood, you vacationed to Florida, but not Disney World.
No. Yeah, dude. Like that regular was the dream, ass man. Florida. No shit. We went one time on two spare tires, dude. We came back and our power had been cut off, and my grandpa was standing in the front yard cussing my parents out. We went down there. We only got to go to like the one part though. We didn't do like the whole shit. So like we're in like this fucking Equinox, dude. Two spare tires on one side, like a matching set. Man, we're just fucking getting it, dude. Like 9 hour drive. Come back, the fucking power's off. We can't afford to get it on. My grandpa was just beating the fuck, dude. Aaron's used to come. I would get off the school bus. And Aaron's, like, you know Aaron's?
The repo.
Yeah. They would be, like, yeah. The van would be out there. And I was a kid, like, man, well, Aaron don't play by his shit. And, like, they would come in, get our lamps, dude. It's, like, $17. And so, like, they would get our lamps. And my mom was a G, though. Because, like, she's like, stop letting those motherfuckers in until I get there. And I'm like, all right. So I would put the little thing on the screen door, you know, the little hook on the inside, bitch. Yeah. And I'd be in there chilling. So she would get home from work. They would come in, get the lamps. Like, she waited until they got them in the truck, and she come back out. She's like, hey, those are our light bulbs. It's like, we paid for them.
Real shit.
She would make
real
them.
Real shit.
Like, bitch.
I'm going to get some more lamps, motherfucker.
She's like, give me my fucking bulbs back,
give
bitch.
My bulbs.
That's so.
I still got bro, life in them.
Poor moms are man. The best. Bro, let me tell you some shit my mom used to do. Like, we were at a stage where we were getting the power cut off literally every month. But I was a little kid, and she ain't want me to know we were poor. So, like, right before the power would go up, she would find something. Either I ain't clean my room, or I got a bad grade in school.
Oh, hell no.
And she'd be like, all right, motherfucker, everybody grounded from electricity. And sure enough, we get home the next day and the lights would be out. I'd be feeling bad as shit. Like, please, I'll be good. Can we just, like, see a little bit? No. You better pay attention. To yeah. I ain't know we was poor till I was 10, dog.
That's
Ben
that's
is blacker than me. That's crazy. That's wild, nigga. That's some,
bro, real talk, I've been in enough houses to say the sentence. Real talk, my mom had black mom tendencies.
Man,
she beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like, other people raised me while she worked. Bro.
Hell no. Nah. I think the most ghetto shit my mom ever did was move us into the Star of Hope.
Damn.
You know what that is? Bro, it's like a woman, like women and children apartment complex.
Oh, yeah.
They don't allow no men. And like, I was the only son, little boy around there. And I was right at the cutoff age, too. Everybody like, the fuck you doing here? How old is he? How he get to be here? And I can't get my. I'm like, man, look here, fam. My nuts ain't dropped yet. Bro, what you talking about?
Damn.
Yeah, life was hard as fuck, though. But I'm glad it was hard, because now that shit funny as shit. Yeah.
That's just hilarious looking back on it. At the time, it was not.
Like, how we didn't know we was that fucking poor. Like, I had no clue I was from the slums until I grew up and told somebody that, like, I saw a crackhead actually stab another crackhead, and then they hugged it out. And they was like, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah, man, them niggas be fighting all the time, bro. And that's what I be thinking about in life, dog. Sometimes you get stabbed, but you gotta keep going and just hug them motherfucker out, dog.
It's all love.
It's all love.
I can't get on board with sometimes in life you get stabbed, bro. I can't just speak that into the universe as part of the fact. Like, man, it's going to come, bro. Sometimes you get stabbed and you just got to keep moving. Shout out to Nicole Brown Simpson.
Hey, she didn't keep it going. She should have thugged it out. Should have been like, keep breathing. Keep breathing.
Be fucked up if he leaned over like, you got the juice now. But like the 10 people who get that reference, that was fucking great for me.
I would have, man, that's crazy as fuck if he would have wore like a Tupac mask.
I swear to God, I saw Tupac killing OJ's bitch.
Yeah, it was Tupac, bro.
Oh my God.
That's crazy as hell, man.
Imagine Kato Kaelin's blonde stoner ass saying that shit.
Nah, it was Tupac.
Straight from the guest house.
I feel like you know where Bobby Boucher house is.
Yeah. Dude, I grew up in Muscadine, Alabama.
I feel like you know where Bobby Boucher house is.
If you ever seen the movie Wrong Turn, man, that's where it was filmed at.
Yeah.
They just told us a documentary, man.
Man, you could offer me $1,000 to try to spell Muscadine right now, and I couldn't get close.
Bro, look, there was one fucking stop sign, okay? And it was a gas station right by my house. That's it, okay? And everybody's spread out, and there's this, like, inbred family straight up that, like, lives down the road on this dirt road. I had an hour and a half bus ride to school, and I was the second to the first to get on, and like to say the last to get on. You know who the first to get on? It was Tommy Mix, and it was like this retarded boy that lived down this dirt road. He was inbred. You can see retard's coming back, man. You can say that now.
It's coming back.
Yeah. So
I've never let it go.
Every day I would get on the school bus. I swear to God, he had to sit in the front, and I would be like, "Good morning, Tommy," and be like, "Shut up!" And like he had this picture. Listen, bro. I swear to God, he had this picture of Goldberg.
Why you got a disgruntled retard?
He was mean, man. He had this picture of Goldberg in his backpack, the wrestler.
The wrestler.
Yes, and I would try to talk to Tommy. He's like, "Goldberg's gonna beat your ass," and I'm like, "Okay, Tommy. All right, whatever." So every day. So then one day, my mom comes home. And she's like, I just met this lady at the gas station. She said her son lives right down the road, and he don't ever have nobody to play with. And I'm like, what? I said, talking about Tommy? And she said, yeah. So I told her I would bring you by. And she said, he's got something wrong with him a little bit, but like, go be nice. And I'm like, no. I said, I'm going to Tommy's.
Nah.
And she said, you going? And I'm like, so she loaded me up in the car, drove me down this dirt road to Tommy's. His mom's like a hippie, right? His dad literally just burnt the house down with himself in it like a month, 2 months ago. My brother told me.
On purpose?
Yes. Oh, yeah, psycho. All right, so I go in there. And it's like this cabin. We go up to his room, and he just sits in this computer chair the whole time. There's Lincoln Logs all over the floor, bro. And he's just sitting there. And I'm like, what do you want to do, Tommy? And he just stares, literally stares at me for like 2 hours, and I'm just like, I picking up shit, like here's a Hot Wheels, like what do you know, nothing. I he's gonna fucking kill me. So like, my mom, she come back and pick me up. She's like, how'd it go? And I was like, I swear to God, if you ever bring me here again, I will run straight through those woods until something, a pack of coyotes eats me and I die, or like, you'll never see me again, bitch. I was like, there's no way. So then there was Shonda, who also rode the bus, who was also retarded, but she was like a lesbian too, which is crazy. So she,
I've seen those.
She would come over. She I've would come those. Over, and her grandparents was friends with my grandparents, so she would have to come by sometimes and wait on a ride, and I would just like her just sit in the yard, and my mom's like, let her come in. I'm like, fuck that, you know. So
I don't think she was a lesbian, bro. I think she just didn't want to fuck you.
No, she did want to fuck me, which is crazy, but I looked like a fucking little lesbian back then too, because I was like 110 pounds. But she was like, let me give you a hand job, and I was like, stop, but okay. You know, like, wait a minute. So I did
give me that kung fu grip,
bro. It was fucking insane. So fast forward my senior year, dude, I'm in I do a bunch of donuts in my Mustang at the high school, and I get fucking, they're like, their punishment first was like, you have to park right here in the handicap spot up front. I'm like, that's awesome, front row spot. Yeah. But I had like the last 2 weeks in ISS. Well, it's my senior year, it's the last 2 weeks of school. There's only one person in ISS. I'm the only one dumb enough to do that. So for the last 2 weeks, I'm in there, and it's just me. I'm just chilling. But lunch, they have lunch with, like, the special needs class. ISS, the special needs class. Well, I'm the only one in ISS, so there's no discrepancy in the line, right? So I'm just mixed in with them, dude. So I'm going through the lunch line, and these ladies are like, "You want mashed potatoes?" And I'm like, "Yeah, give me the fucking potatoes." Like, what are you talking about? And so I get up there, and I don't have my. They all have a necklace with like their lunch number on it, and they're like, "Uh-oh, you remember your lunch number?" I'm like, "Bitch, yeah,
I'm normal." 1-4, and they're like, what?
So like I would sit at this table by myself. They wouldn't let me. Like, it was kind of like a clique thing. Like, they felt like they were the cool kids, and like they the tarred table, and I'm over here by myself, and they're like fucking bullying me, dude. Like, eyeing me up and shit. And so I'm in the lunch line one day. I swear to God, one of them turns around out of nowhere and just punches me right in the chest. I'm like, what the fuck? So, like, his name was Finch. I don't know if that was, like, his fucking little street name or that's what they called him. But I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And so I was like, you can't. You know, like, either way, you lose that fight. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he beats the fuck out of you, that sucks. But if you beat the fuck out of the tard, well, that's you the rest of your life, man. You know? Like,
tard beater.
So, so swear to God, we're in the line. I'm looking around.
Did you just make a new slur?
I don't think anybody's ever said tard beater before, bro.
No.
hey, we breaking history over here in the big green room.
So I don't know what to do, and I see Tommy over his shoulder, and I'm like, oh, that's my boy. So I'm like, yo, Tommy, help me out. And Tommy's straight up. He's like, beat his ass, Finch. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, fucking get Goldberg or something, bitch. And so the teacher comes over there and just slaps this dude on the hand like this. She's like, no, Finch. And he goes, like, that was their weakness. So for the rest of the week, I'm in the lunch line. I'm like, oh, I'm finna slap every one of you motherfucking hands, bitch. I say, I'm going to the front of the line. All this shit. I'm at the table. I'm going by, looking down. They've been booing me all week. I was like, I'll slap the shit out your fucking hand, bitch. Like,
shut the fuck up.
Swear to God. He just
gave us the cheat code for Tamer.
Is it by the Achilles heel? You a tar slayer. The tar whisperer.
At the end of it, he's their king.
That is funny as fuck.
Do you know, like, I almost...
Throw me to the tars, I'll come back running the pack.
I can't believe I just heard that shit. He walked in there, I was like, doo-doo-doo-doo.
Why are there so many returning people in Alabama, I wonder quietly to myself.
They did no makeup for Hills Have Eyes.
I lived right down the road from Talladega, too. And Talladega has the deaf and blind school. But, all right. And we used to drive by. Me and my buddies would get fucked up, man. We would drive by the deaf and blind school. And, like, they'd be on the playground out there. And we would, like, lay on the horn and, like, shoot them birds. Like, so all the deaf kids would see us shoot birds. They'd be like, oh! But all the blind kids don't know what's going on. They just hear all the deaf kids freaking out. So they're, like, tripping the fuck out. I don't know,
bro,
why.
When you said
I'm just kidding. Never. No.
When you said deaf and blind school, my brain thought they had to be both. I'm like, that's gotta be hard as fuck to teach, yo. You gotta, like, give them a braille lesson. They turn in their test, and you gotta print more braille to hand them back so they know how they did.
Oh shit!
You just gotta put a shock collar on them and. I know. That was my moment too, bro.
Dude, they were panicking.
Oh, he said they were freaking out. I can see black. Like, oh,
yeah.
But really, the blind kids are the most prepared for shit to go down. They got a stick right there to hit shit with.
Oh, shit.
Sometimes they got a dog. Like, blind people are constantly. They're constantly armed for battle. Like the deaf kids, if you just come from a direction they can't see, you can walk up behind them.
You mean all the directions?
Except directly in front.
Yeah.
You got like 280 degrees of vision to fuck up a deaf kid.
That's fucking crazy.
Oh my God.
I would definitely rather fight a deaf kid than a blind kid.
Nah.
I've seen too many movies where a blind kid's a ninja, bro. Like, you get close,
dude,
and they're
they
just
have
like
a wrestling team, dude. I swear to God, yeah. They're like insanely good. Like, no shit. Like, the blind kids, like, they just, you know, they got an extra sense. They lost one to get stronger everywhere else. Fucking.
Nah, I want the blind one.
Yeah.
I don't want the deaf one. You can see me coming.
Yeah.
I can hold my breath for about a good 45 seconds.
Bro, I'm gonna call bullshit on that. First off, you might be able to hit 45 seconds, but it ain't gonna be good for you.
Shit.
Second, I'm down you can hit 45 seconds.
Shit.
I mean, there's literally a stopwatch running right now. You're welcome to try, but my paramedics license is lapsed. I don't have to bring you back.
You know, I wouldn't want you to.
Yeah, I think at this point I'm a do not resuscitate as well.
Yeah, like, I want to go out on honor. I'm on an uptick right now too. Funeral is gonna be packed. They're like, "Hey man, he was just taking off, bro. He's the reason I do comedy, man. He's my favorite comic, man."
Bro, real talk, like, we are finally starting to get some track. 200K on that video, man.
I saw that shit. That's what's up.
Crazy.
I'll talk to you about that because you started like from nothing doing videos in your truck, so you've got a crazy fucking social media following.
It's like, it's residual, man, but you have a catalog too. It's like you've been posting, so like that's how it is for the longest, and then like it'll seem like it's just never gonna happen, and then it'll start like that, man. Want to pop off, it'll trickle down, like it'll start recommending your shit to those people, you know.
Yeah. None of my shit ever cleared 10K before this one hit 200, and then the one they put out right after that is like chilling to like 45 right
now.
Like, it's
shit going crazy. It's the getting recognized in regular work life.
Yeah.
Like, man, shut the fuck up, bro. Like, I'm not even saying, like, well, say that shit again, bro. Bro. I'm in Kroger's buying milk and eggs, bitch. I'm a grown man right now. But nah, that shit is fun, man. Being able to talk shit about people.
Yeah.
Like, because people are doing crowd work specials now.
Yeah. And killing.
Successfully.
Yeah, killing.
And doing like VIP roast sections so people pay extra to get roasted.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking crazy, bro. I'm missing a wave.
Bro, real talk. Somebody paid us each $100 last night to roast their friend at the show.
See?
They came backstage and they handed us all $100 bill. Like, hey, his name's Bob. Light him up.
Damn. See, and that's the beauty of entertainment.
People just want to feel like they're a part of something.
Yeah, inclusive. To, yeah.
Random untaxed money.
It's like they want to feel like they shared the experience with you, which is so hard for me being autistic and hating people because I don't want to share shit with any of them people. Like, I want them to shut the fuck up and listen to my jokes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they want to talk.
Nah, they want to talk. That was fun to get him. Get him, bro.
They weren't bad last night.
Yeah.
They were pretty chill.
They popped off during Jesse at the end, but they've been drinking since 5:30, so you can't really hold them.
Yeah.
There's only so much tolerance.
It's Galveston, too.
Man. Was it Galveston? No, it was at Sam Houston Race Park, of all things. There were horses going off behind my set, bro. Do you know how weird it was to be standing on stage and look out, and you can just see horses fucking racing past the crowd?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was wild.
I want to do some shit like that.
Dude, fuck Galveston, man. I've only been to Galveston one time since I've been out here. I've only been out here like 3 months.
You've been more than you needed to.
Sucked. And I was with this chick. She got some ice cream. We're going to walk to this fucking pier. And we get to the pier. And there's a dude at the front of the pier. He's like, "You can't have that out here." And I was like, "What?" And he's like, "Got to dump it." And I was like, "Well, the ice cream?" And he's like, "Yeah, she's got to dump it." And I was like, "There's people eating up there." He's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Oh, it's because we didn't buy it here." And he's like, "We got our reasons." I'm like, "Bro, that's crazy." And I was like,
"We got our reasons."
He's like, "I got a gun and a knife and brass knuckles on here, but we got to dump the ice cream. I'm like, "Like, what the fuck? Is that a fucking Twix?"
That's the most mafia sentence. "We got our reasons, man."
Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Yeah,
you didn't secure it from
fuck
guns
this place,
dude. You secured it from competition. Okay.
Don't explain myself to.
Don't come up here with your appetite ruined. Yeah. Fuck, are you my mama? What the fuck?
It's also not the nicest of waters or sands or people or like
smells.
Yeah.
Or food.
I feel like
some of the food is good. I can't lie. Some of the food is nice.
I mean,
the rest of that.
You can get seafood if you don't think too hard about the water it came out of.
Right. but it had just came out of.
Bro, I had sex in the water in Galveston one time. I thought I was never going to be clean again.
Damn.
Yeah, you're sterile.
Bro, I'm hoping so. If that's what keeps me away from kids, I'd do it again in a heartbeat, you're man.
I'm diagnosing you now. You're sterile, little motherfucker. So is she. That's crazy as hell. I can't fuck in Galveston. I'd be too scared that a homeless man is going to try to join in.
Bro.
And then I can't really climb into the lifeguard little booth just yet. So it's just like, it's either fuck in the water or
no, we just fucking in the water
on the beach. Damn. With the sand.
Yeah, the sand's cooler. Never a good move.
No. Or you fuck right up against the wall and just pray rats ain't migrating. Just like
yeah, there's not a lot of good options.
No, it's just like don't fucking Galveston. Don't go to Galveston.
As someone who grew up literally right across the bridge from Galveston and Lamarck, I'm wholeheartedly on team don't go to Galveston.
Don't go to Galveston. I used to go for like tranquil shit, like my own little therapeutic, like go smoke a blunt in the middle of the night out on the little rocks and shit.
Yeah.
And then one time something was in the rocks and I was just like,
oh, no.
I'm too black for this. No, I'm good. I don't want to be eaten alive by a rock. Local comedian Big Baby Greenwood was eaten by a very rare rock monster.
I mean, don't you gotta hope when they write the obituary that they just give you full local comedian? I'm gonna be so mad if I like read my obituary as a ghost and it's like aspiring comedian.
God damn.
Like motherfuck you, bitch. I made it.
I was doing this shit because
I got paid. Sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes with pride.
You know, if God and the promoter said so, I got that.
That's crazy as shit.
So, like, how many strip clubs have you done at this point? Because you opened your career with a refurbished strip club, and the last gig I did with you before this was at a strip club.
Three. I've done bowling alleys. I've done three. Bowling alley. I was in 1 week in Michigan, which is a lot, especially when you don't even know you're going to a bowling alley. It was right in front of the fucking lanes. Yeah. And there was like kids there, and one of them, and I was like, oh, come see us next week, you fucking Chuck E. Cheese. Like, I don't know. I didn't know this was a thing. I did a scrap yard in Missouri, which turned out to be the shit, but it was so fucked up. Dude, this guy had like a truck load of like mannequin like limbs, like arms and legs, just randomly. He's like, yes, I got this back here in the back. I'm like, cool. Are you gonna make us into a lamp later? Like, this is insane. And he did shit just strolled everywhere. It's just like a scrap yard. And I was like, man, I said, like, you got the fucking gun that killed Abraham Lincoln in this bitch.
Fuck.
He was passing out. They're like hubcaps, everybody with a ticket. I'm like, you need to fucking give him a tetanus shot, man. Like, fuck that.
Hubcaps.
It was insane. And he's like, will you sign this car door before you leave? I'm like, yeah. Okay. It was so weird.
Is that the weirdest thing you've ever signed is a car door?
No, but there, it was just like, it was his thing. He had this old car door, like, it was just a bunch of shit.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
Dildo. The lady pulled it out of her purse at a show.
It's her name, Jay Cookie.
This was in Savannah, Georgia. She just pulled it out. She's like, I use your Adam and Eve code.
I'm recently like, cool. Used.
That's what I was like. It was just in a hurry. And so I was like, oh, thank you so much. She said, sign this. And she just pulls it out of her purse. I'm like, that's crazy. All right.
I'm still honored.
Bro. I had a woman at one of Jesse's shows. And, like, her friend wanted me to sign her boobs. I did that, but I didn't. Wasn't a big deal.
That's not weird.
But her friend didn't want her boobs signed. So she turned around and she made me sign across her back.
What the fuck?
That's why it's my weird. Yeah, I don't weird. Know. I didn't understand it.
The back.
I had,
We're going to take a brief intermission. Loden just got here and is parking. We'll reset and shoot the other 30 after.